Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Shalik. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Art Shalik. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Rosen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rosen trying to get to home. Cohn throws the ball into Smith who tags Rosen, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Art Shalik. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner, who is chasing the ball. Triandos reaches third base with a triple. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing right field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Ray Moore. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Tom Gastel now catching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozzi strikes out. 1 out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 2 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Gastel and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cozzi juggles the ball. That's an error on Cozzi. Rosen moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tex Nelson pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cohn out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonald now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third, down the line. Causey dives for the ball, but can't make a play. There goes Avila attempting to get to second. There's the throw to second, and Avila is out. Smith is trying for third. There's the throw to Causey and back to Miranda and over to Gastel, who tags Smith for the out. Avila is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 4 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn strikes out. Two outs. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gastel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.